This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Trade analysts say that President-elect Barack Obama is expected to make preserving jobs and restoring U.S. economic health the focus of his trade policy after promising to get tough on China and renegotiate trade pacts. Obama is not expected by trade analysts to launch any new trade negotiations in his first year in office or to push for a rapid conclusion to the long-running Doha round of world trade talks. Obama is expected to press Congress for quick action to end tax breaks that he says encourages U.S. companies to move manufacturing jobs overseas. Archer Daniels Midland Company announced plans yesterday to enter the Brazilian ethanol market through a $500 million joint venture with Grupa Cabera. The company already produces soybean-based biodiesel in Brazil as well as in the U.S. and Europe. The joint venture is aimed to produce 70 million to 90 million gallons of ethanol a year. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently trading at 9,532, down 92 points. The NASDAQ at 1760 is almost off 19.5 points. And the S&P 500 is at 998, and it's down 7.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's check out prices fared and the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight estimates at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 6:13, up 4 on the open. The March at 6:29 is up 3.75. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 5.75, up 2.5 on the open. March 5.95, up 1.75. December corn opened at 4.15.5, up 2.5. March 4.32.5, up 1.75. July 4.56, up 1.5. September 4.64.5, up 3.25. December of 2009, 4.78.5, down 0.5 on the open. November beans open at 9.49, down 0.5 on the open. January 9.58, down 1. March 9.70, down 1. May 9.80, down 2.75. July 9.85, down 7.5. November of 2009, 9.84, down 9.5 on the open. December soybean meal open at 277.50, down 30 on the open. January 277, down 270. December soybean oil open at 36.05, up 8 on the open. January 36.58, up 12 on the open. December live cattle open at 93.75, down 10 on the open. November feeders 110, up 5. December lean hogs open at 53.95, down 47.5 on the open. And February bellies open at 93.95, down 70 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Question on everybody's mind who follows agriculture is, what potentially does a Barack Obama presidency mean to this crucial part of the American heartland?
Well, we have to tip the hat to the new president-elect and wish him every success in the world. One very popular advisory service said that ethanol is a soft spot in Barack Obama's game plan. And we do know that he has visited, you know, some ethanol plants in the state of Illinois. And we do know that he gave a thumbs up to what he looked at and how he visited with the employees and owners of the company. So, you know, it's a renewable source of energy, and it's very vital to agriculture, landowners, farmers in the state of Illinois.
Other things that he might be looking at in his first term?
Well, one of the things that I think that it's an easy answer is that the exit polling indicated the economy is a big part of the equation. And getting the pump primed, we're starting to see the first examples of that yesterday with the stock market rally, with higher energy prices, and more trading going on in the world economy. We do know that the ethanol exports and feed is a little bit on the slow side right now, but we do know that there are some profits from the major grain companies are good, and they can go and piece the puzzle together because they do have money and lots of it to help repair ethanol, repair exports, and also repair the feed industry. So, you know, that's a bright spot for American agriculture. And, of course, there is a very large winter storm that's going to produce a lot of wind, snow, and rain in the upper Midwest, and they do have a lot of corn, soybeans, and wheat out in those areas. So one of the big stabilizing areas that I feel very strong about is that if we can support crude oil above this 65 and get it above 70, that'll probably be the best news that the corn farmer in the state of Illinois can have, because it probably means that we will get the ethanol industry back to life and start producing corn for ethanol, and that's a very important part of profitability in the Midwest.
Turn your attention to the reports on Monday. Lots of folk are in the camp that soybean production will go down in the NASI and WASDE reports on Monday. But there's a lot of debate about what might happen to exports and crush. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm in the camp of soybeans production being smaller. I get the feeling that they were overgenerous on some of these private estimates on the State of Illinois report, but the real drop-off, of course, is in the West. My general feeling is that the production level, the inputs, particularly in Brazil, seem to be lower. Informa did talk about a very large Argentine crop based on out of Argentina, but they also are having and experiencing some dry weather. They're also experiencing some problems with inputs, and we feel that the soybean market does have some potential, and I discount those people that are basically poo-pooing exports and crush, because I think that it's very profitable to process soybeans, and at some point in time we will see the feed economy, the livestock industry, turn around.
Soybeans has a better story to tell at the moment than corn?
Yes, it does, definitely.
Thank you much there, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Let's jump in and get AM 580 Chief Meteorologist's forecast. The weather is changing here in Illinois and Indiana. Tomorrow in western Illinois, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere in Illinois, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms arriving. In Indiana, increasing cloudiness with showers and thunderstorms arriving in western sections during the afternoon. So yet another full day of harvesting still there. Highs ranging from 60 in northwestern Illinois to 75 in southeastern Indiana. High temperatures, though, over the weekend will only be in the 40s in most locations, and cool and occasionally damp weather is expected next week and beyond. So the ideal harvest weather will come to an end with the arrival of the rain tomorrow. Current look at the tick: December wheat in Kansas City, $6, down 9. December wheat at the Board of Trade, 557, down 15.5. December corn, 403.5, down 9.5. November beans, 927.5, down 22. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.